Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Every dog has their day and everyone meets their match. This is the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, yeah. They changed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little something.
Oh man.
Instrumental jam.
What's going on, everybody? We are back. Yes, Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. We have missed you all so much. Hopefully you've missed us. I know you have. If you're watching us on YouTube, definitely give us a thumbs up right now. Get in those comments because we have our live chat up. So we are going to be looking for you.
We watching.
Yes, I'm watching.
Okay. And if you're listening to us in your car or you're walking down the street, still come to YouTube because we will be looking at that comment.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get into tonight's episode, let's introduce ourselves. I'm one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. Welcome back, Sierra.
Hey guys, it's me, yes. Sierra Stafford. You know, I'm glad to grace you with my presence. I'm just kidding.
Oh, she's back. Welcome back, Byron.
What's up, y'all? Byron K. We here. We back. I missed y'all so much. It feels good to be back.
Yes. And Alexis is out tonight, but she will be back with us next week.
Yes.
And we are just so happy to talk all things Growing Up Hip Hop.
Yeah.
So let's get into season 3, episode 1, Bow Out After Lockup. It was a lot today. What are our overall thoughts? How are we feeling about this Bow Out situation, these new cast members? I mean, it was a lot. It was a good episode.
I mean, I feel like this whole episode was kind of surrounded about Bow Wow, if mm-hmm. not Andrea Kelly, which is R. Kelly's ex-wife. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to see more about her story, even though we yes. kind of got a glimpse of it, which was crazy. And then Bow Wow, you know, he's denying and saying that, you know, he wasn't... he didn't beat her back like she beat him. So mm-hmm. I really can't wait to see how that unfolds as well.
I agree. I think this episode definitely focused on domestic abuse. Just because since we took the break, there's been a lot of that going on in the media and stuff. So I think that mm-hmm. they definitely wanted to hit home with that, like right off the gate, to let us know, like, oh no, it's going to be lit this season.
Mm-hmm. And it sure was. I mean, this was a good little episode. I'm yeah. excited for it.
Ooh, very juicy.
So let's talk about these new cast members that we have: Waka Flocka and Tammy Rivera. And
hey, they making their rounds.
It's a party.
Hey,
did not copyright. Sorry.
That wasn't a song. We good. That was the remix.
Yes. Waka Flocka and Tammy renew their vows. If you don't know who Waka Flocka is, he's a rapper. You know, Sierra just sang his song, It's the Party. And Tamara and Tammy is from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, so you might have seen them around. But we get a chance to see that they have this event. They just had their wedding after being married for 5 years. And now they're talking babies. Hopefully twins. But Tammy doesn't seem like she's too excited about it.
Baby Flockas.
Baby Flocka.
No, Scooby and Doo is what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Waka said the names are going to be. Okay.
Scooby and Doo.
He's joking. He's kidding, guys.
I know, but still.
He's funny.
What's with all these dog names in hip-hop? Bow Wow, Snoop Dogg, Scooby and Doo. Like, what's up with all that?
I don't even think about it that way.
I know. It's a dog pound.
But they kid about Scooby and Doo. That's not even a good rap nickname. So no.
No, not at all.
Your rap name Scooby Doo.
I think Tammy needs to name the kids.
Definitely.
Yeah, Waka will have some. Oh, no.
Okay. But Tammy's talking about she doesn't even know if she wants kids yet. I mean, she's about to release her single. She's trying to get sexy for the video. She's
trying to get her life back.
Okay. After, you know, just living it up and,
exactly.
you know, just being Waka's wife, she really wants to be in the forefront.
And now they're trying to switch roles because he's saying he's retiring. And, okay, right. I'm sorry, I don't know if we're going to talk about it. I just jumped into it. But Tammy has a good point. She's like, you're retiring, but you're still going on shows. So what are you giving the people, old music?
I think when you're a rapper for real, you don't retire. I mean, look at Jay-Z.
I mean, that's true.
I mean, look, like, nah, you don't retire.
But Jay-Z never said that he was retiring, did
yeah.
you know?
I thought he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I thought he did. And then I thought that Wayne kind of sort of retired, like, unofficially, but then
yeah,
he's back.
Wayne right. too, yeah. But mm-hmm. but Wayne is different because we like to get a little surprise every now and again.
When just, I like, just like
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Drake said he's going to retire at 35. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Drake too big-headed for that.
Okay.
He still wants the juice. He going to want the juice at 45. No shade. I love Drake. I'm just saying. I just know him. I know my boo. I'm just kidding.
So you know you're a man.
I know him.
Well, real quick then, just to sidestep a little bit, your boo Drake, how do you feel about him and his little sideline antics right now during the finals?
You know, he's just proud of his team, his country. You know?
So that's Bay regardless? Okay.
You feel that way about your team, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're loyal to your team.
I wouldn't be like super corny with it, but I get it. I get it.
Yeah, he's doing a lot, but that's the light skin antics. Okay. That's the light skin in them.
Maybe he'll explain it if he drops this song.
There's a light skin in them. We're just gonna go with that.
We're just gonna talk about that one. Ooh, Lord, just a light
Drake, you got him choking.
Okay, all right, Drake. But I'm interested to see what Waka and Tammy can bring to the show. I didn't think they would do this after coming off of Marriage Boot Camp.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, they're doing this. I'm like, okay, you stay relevant, but let's get
the music. Reality TV.
Yeah, they're making it rounds. They're definitely making it rounds.
I feel like, honestly, it's a chick. I feel like if they keep offering them, they're going to say, like, who's going to turn it down? I mean, they're based in Atlanta. I mean, it's good.
Well, first off, Marriage Boot Camp showed that they're good for TV.
They are.
So, I mean, there's going to be, they have like a following. They have people that watch just to see them. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to bring a lot of people to this series. So I think it's a good move.
And I agree, because honestly, I love them. Like I said, I was on the Marriage Boot Camp after show, and they were my favorite on there. So I love seeing them. When I saw they're on this, I was excited. So, I mean, I love them, but like I said, it's a check for them. So I say yes too.
I think Waka's actually going to mature during this season, because I think that he's like one of the older heads, I guess, when it comes to like hip hop. You know, it's called growing up hip hop. He's somebody who's kind of been there, and he's a little bit older. So I think with a lot of these situations, he might be the guy who gives like level headed advice. Like maybe he'll connect with Bow Wow or something. Who knows?
I don't know. Waka don't seem like that type.
I gotta agree because he's trying to fight his brother.
Okay.
Trying to squab with his brother, actually.
He's
so
still about that life.
I like the optimism. There we go. Yeah. But I don't know.
I don't know.
I gotta keep it honest. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing we do know is that we love you guys out there, and we appreciate you guys being in our live chat, watching us, listening to us, and we have a little bit of information for you guys. So, Byron, take it away.
Exactly. Like Howard said, we love y'all so much, and we thank y'all for helping us to remain the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes.
And for that to continue to happen, we just ask a few quick things. First, please subscribe to us on YouTube. Check us out on iTunes. We're in like the Apple Podcasts. We're everywhere pretty much. And please leave us a thumbs up, and most importantly, leave us comments, because we actively read, we actively engage, and we like to shout y'all out too, man. So please keep showing us support. We're going to keep working on ourselves, of course, bringing y'all better after shows and giving y'all more fire, y'all. So thank you.
Yes.
We're on Spotify too, so all that.
Spotify.
Okay. All that in the back of chips.
Right? We don't move that.
Stream us anywhere and everywhere.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of moving up, Andrea Kelly, she's moved up from this whole thing with R. Kelly, her ex. She has three beautiful kids with him, and now she's ready to tell her story. She is ready to dance away from the drama, pretty much.
No, good. That was a good one. I like that. It's true.
Right, because she's a dancer. Mm-hmm. So we catch up with her. She's best friends with Deb. She tells her story about how she was mentally, physically, emotionally abused just across the board. She told a little bit about that story in the Surviving R. Kelly on Lifetime, where how she would have to knock to come downstairs. If she came downstairs, she wouldn't be able to speak to anybody. It was some serious things, and then now she's just trying to put her life back together. I mean, how do we feel with her being on this show, speaking out about R. Kelly, her ex, and her baby's father? I mean, it's a lot.
Okay, so I'm gonna be honest. When I first, and men, you kind of related to this. So when I first saw her on the show, I was kind of like, why she here? Well, like, you know, growing up hip hop, why she here? No shade. It's just real. But, of course, R. Kelly is going to be, I'm not going to say her full storyline throughout the season, but it is part of her storyline.
It is.
But it's still like, well, how does it relate to growing up hip-hop? So, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt, because, I mean, this still gives her a platform to speak on the situation, although we did see a lot in the documentary about him. So, I mean, it's good. It's good for her. And then, of course, but she has her own life. Like she said, she's a dancer. She's a bomb dancer. And let me tell you, body snatch.
Bruh,
I gotta give her that. Bruh. So you can't, you snap back from R. Kelly. Like, you have never, you would have fooled me, sis.
I said,
like,
girl.
She snap said, back. No
yeah,
fitted.
She said broken shoulders and all this stuff yes. she did. Girl, how? She was still moving them like.
She snapped them shoulders right back into place.
Exactly. So, yes. I mean, I'm here for it. I'm glad she's, you know, been strong about it. She's trying to, you know, keep it pushing. So, I mean, I'm here for it. So, hopefully we see more than just R. Kelly story, though.
Okay.
I am too. I actually, when I first saw her pop up and then she was talking about the R. Kelly situation, I liked it because it happened right after they introduced us to the Bow Wow and Kiyomi thing at the beginning. So, I thought it added more context, more layers, and more depth to the situation that's going on. So, that when we look at Bow Wow's situation, we can look at it kind of in hindsight of somebody who's been through it before. So, Bow Wow's is more current. Hers has been in the past. So, we could kind of like draw like a bridge between the two. And I think it just helps us to think a little bit deeper about this topic as a whole.
Mm-hmm. All right, Byron.
Yeah, that's deep.
I'm here for it. I mean,
it's just that nothing wrong with her. It's just I have a problem now with all the shows naming the show a certain thing and the characters don't match. Like, Bad exactly. People Are Wives, everybody's single. You know, Love and Hip Hop, nobody making music. It just confuses me.
Nobody
like,
making music,
married
right?
to medicine, you know, nobody's married to a doctor. They like, it's just a lot. So,
it's a lot.
It's just a lot. Just make it match.
I think it's got to be on your resume somewhere. As long as it's on your resume.
Or as long as you can do TV at this point.
Okay.
Like, well, I'm finna sign up next. I mean, just put me on something.
You know, met somebody up.
I figured out a storyline.
Now you on Love and Hip Hop.
Well, I'm gonna make up some.
That's it. I'm interested to see Andrea, and I'm really interested to see her and Deb's friendship. They said they've been friends for years, known her from LA. Hopefully, we get a little bit more detailed into that friendship, and hopefully, we get to see maybe she has a dance studio. Like something
that'd be
around
dope.
There.
I was getting some Lorianne Gibson vibes from her at first, like when she was wearing like the little spandex or whatever. I was like, okay, that's some Lorianne right there.
Wait,
but she did her thing with it.
I don't want to mess it up. Lorianne, who is that?
Lorianne Gibson. Making the band. That was Diddy's old choreographer. She did. Yeah, Boom Cack.
Ah! Okay, gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
I love Lorianne.
You know what she gave me the vibes of? The episode of Fresh Prince. And
Yep. I thought that too.
She gave me that vibe. Y'all know the dance.
That was straight 90s.
Y'all know it. Act like you know. Get with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Nah, she brings all that energy.
I love it. I'm here for it, though. Like I said, I love her as a dancer. So I just hope that her storyline doesn't.
And she looked good.
Stay with R. Kelly. Yeah, she looks bomb.
Yeah. She looks real good.
And she's in her 40s, 30s?
Yeah, in the 40s.
Girl.
Okay. Man, she's been drinking
that
for real
water. I
want to
like that when I grow up.
Well, we also see that Deb is back here, and she's getting into everything. Deb sat down with Teresa to talk about the whole situation with Bow Wow. This is just crazy. I mean, Bow Wow should have really listened to his crew.
Everybody.
He really should have. Like, come on. So, Deb sits down with Teresa and says, listen, like, Bow Wow's in the wrong. You know, I always take the female side. What he did was wrong. And then Teresa says, well, he didn't really hit her. And Deb's kind of thrown off guard. And Teresa's sticking by her son, you know? And I can't really blame her because she's the mom.
Yeah.
You know? Like, this is her son. She's not going to go, like, betray him.
Even if she agrees. I think that's what it is. Even if she feel like, you know, I'm skeptical just like y'all, I got to just backdoor him because, I mean, he's all the support. I'm all he got, you know?
Exactly.
And she also said he's all I got. So, I got to protect him. Yeah. So
I actually feel bad for her, too, because I think that she's always defending Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Always trying to talk sense. Like, her and the brat, they're always trying to talk sense into Bow Wow, and he's not listening.
Mm-hmm. But see,
go ahead.
No, I was like, but see, the thing is, Jermaine and DeBrat over him. Mama there.
I didn't think Jermaine would be over him like that.
Oh, he's over him.
Oh, he's over
him.
It.
Because
so,
Jermaine is big bro. You
so
know,
that's
father.
What I'm saying. The mama, I'm glad because he needs mama because DeBrat and Jermaine is saying, listen, dude.
They tired of him.
Listen.
Because it's hurting everybody's brand.
Exactly.
If you really think about it, I mean, Bow Wow's a part of the show. DeBrat's a part of the show. It's like, you hurting my brand too.
And it's not like they can break away from him. They're like family. Like, they're not blood, but literally, like, DeBrat, Snoop, Jermaine, they're like family.
Exactly.
Like, so it's kind of like, do what you do, what we do. You know, it's like, we can't move away from you if you do something crazy. So it's like, it's frustrating for them because it's like, dude, you messing up all of us, and it's true.
And it's not even just what he did. It's just the lack of remorse that he's showing afterwards. It's like he's pushing the blame consistently. So to Brad, if I was her, I would have been walked away from that conversation because he's like, well, they could have told her. And it's like, bro, like, you just got to be the bigger, literal man in the situation and, like, walk away. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you're in this situation, you're trying to talk to Bow Wow, what would you do? Because think about it, they have been talking to him.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like, at this point, like, I don't even know what I would do. I don't even know if I blame the Brett or Jermaine for their reaction.
No, I would love him from a distance. I would love Bow Wow from a distance. Even as his mom, I'd be like, look, man, I said what I had to say. You know what it is. You know that I know you better than anybody else, and you don't want to listen. You just got to figure it out. I just can't always be here to help you out.
And see, the Brett said that about Jermaine. She was like, if he decides to go be a crackhead, we're just going to let him go to the crack
exactly.
house. So that's why it's kind of like, if I say let him be, he might do some dumb stuff, and I might regret it for not saying nothing. But it's like, I'm saying something, and he don't listen.
He still don't listen.
So now I want to fight you, and I'm going to just have to be in jail with you. Because you're not
they need to fight Bow Wow. They need to jump Bow Wow. That's what they got. Hey.
We're trying to stop the violence. We're promoting it. We're just kidding.
All right. Get some safe equipment, like some boxing gloves and some headgear, okay. And then beat up Bow Wow real quick.
I can see that, like a celebrity boxing thing.
Make that reality show since y'all love just making up stuff.
But I think Kiyomi did a good job by herself. Match. I think Kiyomi can handle Bow Wow herself, though. It showed that she really could.
I want to see more of her on this show. Like, you think they're going to show
you
her?
You know she ain't coming on here.
I wish I could see more Kiyomi.
You know, he didn't even say her name. He said
that person. Well, you know, when you're under the law in certain cases, you can't speak on. Yeah. You know, you can't speak on this. So that's probably why. Saying, yeah.
And it's unfair because he's a producer on the show, too. So he kind of has the upper hand in that situation. So her only outlet is in court and on social media. She can't really defend herself on the show.
Exactly. Which really sucks because I don't know if we even get her side of the story.
Yeah. Like, unless you go Google it.
And that's true.
Honestly, what I saw was like especially after seeing the footage on the elevator, like she was really calm and composed. So I believe she's the type of person where I think she's a lover and a fighter, but I believe she fights when her back is against the wall, literally, and he had her back up against the wall.
I mean,
and like just him having those bites, like first off, I've been in a fight or two, and like you usually get bit when you have the upper hand. Like a bite isn't the first result. You don't want somebody's flesh in your mouth.
Exactly.
You don't want to bite somebody unless you have to. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. But that's a last resort. That's for emergencies. So when you bite somebody, they have you in an uncomfortable position and you got to get free. You don't have your hands or legs to use.
Exactly.
So you think he did put his hands on her? I mean,
let me say this. I think Bow Wow, I would say that I wouldn't be surprised if Bow Wow put the paws on her.
I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly, I wouldn't be here. But another thing, too.
Sorry, I'm kind of Byron.
I agree with that. But I also agree, too. Sometimes as a woman, when a man, even if he doesn't hit you, if he even comes at you like he's about to, that's straight defense. Like, if a man is coming at me, even if he, I'm straight defense automatically. So maybe it looked like he was approaching her and she just went for it. I don't know.
But the scratch and then the bite, like she was going in like an onslaught.
And that's what Deb was saying. Like, when you got a scratch on your face like that, like, it has to be somebody's coming at you. Or
not just, I'm just going off on you. But then again, some people are crazy like that. You just got to be real. I'm not offended. I feel like it go either way. Like, I feel like the Bow Wow could have provoked her, but I also feel like she could be crazy enough to just go ham on him.
I believe that, too.
Because, I mean, why they keep saying, we should have told you about this girl. If all your people are talking bad about this girl, clearly something's wrong with her.
What's going on with the girl?
Exactly.
And he said that she downed tequila after
a Patron.
The club.
Oh, yeah.
A Patron.
Baby, let me just tell you there. You got a strong stomach.
Fought in the car.
That's a strong stomach. I'm going to just start there. So I feel like at that moment, she was on a whole nother level for me.
Exactly.
That just speaks crazy.
Man, she put the paw prints on Bow Wow for real.
It was a Patron.
She left straight Blue's Clues on him. It was real life, man. I'm sorry,
you
Bow Wow.
I'm sorry, Bow Wow.
I cannot.
Oh, but it was serious. And then how is it that they're able to release that 911 call? Like, both calls.
First of all, why did his building manager leak the call?
I was going to say, it'd be your own landlord.
They do it for people. She probably leaked it to TMZ. TMZ probably leaked it, you know, everybody.
But what would she get from that? Oh, thank you.
$1,000 problem.
Who? The brand manager.
So you think the police
asked for it?
I don't think so.
But that's the thing, like, how would it have come to surface? Who asked for it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if it happened inside the building, then they probably would have. The cop probably asked for evidence.
Like, okay. if it was already
their knowledge, or if it was already tipped that there was an altercation in the elevator, then they would ask, like, okay, send us any footage you have of what happened. But that's if they already got tipped about it. Mm. So it's about who tipped them about the elevator incident.
I feel like the cops probably just said,
because
they're looking for evidence in the case.
Exactly.
So we'll see. Regardless, it got out, and it's like, dang, Bow.
But, I mean, Bow has been advised by his lawyer, no more texting her, no social media, no anything. And this whole elevator incident is probably going to, of course, be bad for him in court. That's going to be on next week's episode. It looks pretty good.
The crazy thing is, like, now that I think about it, he has to live through it twice. It's one thing to get into a domestic altercation and it's all over TMZ and everything. But then when it's publicized on national television months later, then you got to go through it again. So there's another uproar that comes with it. That's crazy.
And then I love the Brat. She's going to be my favorite.
Yeah.
Because she gives that raw advice. She's like, you know, this bee ain't got nothing to lose. So, frankly, it doesn't matter where she wrong or right. You have a whole life to lose, which is true because think about it. Bow Wow has been getting a lot of backlash for the past years.
We
used to love him. Now we be looking at him like, what he finna do next? Right. That's true.
Bow Wow.
And it's like, I love him, so I don't want to look at him that way, but it's kind of hard when your name's always in the media for bad things. Like, that is true. People hold on to that, so he just needs to tighten up.
Tighten up.
And that video with Shahi, I don't know if y'all seen him and Shahi was dancing.
Oh, yes.
That went viral.
Yes. That was cute.
That's what we need to see.
Happy
you know,
Bow
we
Wow.
need to keep that going, you know?
All right, so Bow Wow, note of advice from Sierra, tighten your collar a little
tighten
bit.
Tighten up.
Tighten the collar
Did
a little
that
bit.
City Girl said it? Tighten up. What was it? Somebody.
Tighten your collar.
Tighten the collar,
you
Bow
need
Wow.
the dog. Lord.
Just tighten up in general.
Or put the muzzle on or something. I don't know, but you can't be getting bit.
Or just keep baby Shy first because she's the only one that keeps you.
I know. Poor Shy. She was up there, had to call her grandma, talk about daddy looks good. Like, yeah. That's a weird position to be in.
And her, she's
like
so young.
Yeah.
She is
so. Poor her. She had to see all that and the bruises and stuff.
You learn.
Poor Shy. But still, sticking with Bow Wow, so let's do our top three Bow Wow craziest things just general.
I have it. So I just want to say, although Bow Wow, we know he's crazy, he's very sly. So, you know, he knew the Brat. So, of course, okay, so the Brat went to go talk with him. He knew what it was coming. He knew he's about to get a lecture. So he tried to deviate the conversation by calling Shy, put her on FaceTime, and then trying to say, you know, I'm happy. Why are you not happy? Trying to it's not okay, but I think it's funny. Yes. Like how he just tried to be a kid about stuff and so that's one crazy thing for me. Two, you know, he was denying that he didn't hit her at all, but we saw the elevator footage, so now it's kind of like, I don't know what to believe now. What do y'all feel about that? I feel like the elevator thing didn't make it better, so.
You know what? I think that he's good. Like, not I think, but I think he's good at burying the evidence. Like, he tries to, like, kind of, like, out of sight, out of mind. So it's like, hey, I'm just going to bury the bone so you can't see it. So I think that's what he does. Like, that's what he did with the shot. I got him all day, bro.
Bury the
Byron, Lord. He's just a bag full of tricks over there.
No, I think that's what he did with like the Shy thing and everything. Like, let me just keep it on the hush. Like, I guess he thinks if he don't talk about it, nobody else will talk about it.
Yeah.
So he tries to bury the bone.
But that's not the case because everybody talking about it, especially everybody in Atlanta too. You know, it's such a small town.
Yeah. Oh, so that leads to my question. Like, will one of them have to move then? Like, will Bow Wow or Kayomi have to move from Atlanta because they can't really be in contact with each other? Know the same people. They be around the same circles, and people in the city love them both. And it is Atlanta, so you know.
I think we'll see more next week, you know, when they actually go to court and the judge tells them what he has to do. So I think we'll probably find out. But I mean, is she from Atlanta too?
I think she's from South Carolina or something.
So she can easily go home.
Either North or South Carolina.
What is she gonna do there?
She's gonna go home and be with her family.
I mean, yeah, but South Carolina is dry. She seemed like she's trying to be, like, what did Brad say? She's trying to be famous.
She wanna be famous.
So
she need to just come to L.A. then. Take that big leap and just come to L.A.
I'm pretty sure she's been to L.A. I feel one person that's not trying to make it happen been to L.A., Atlanta. Okay. I mean, look, I came to L.A. I'm just kidding.
Let's mark off all the cities real quick. Let's try them all. Let's try Texas next.
But also, and then the last crazy thing, I mean, he's just smart. And he goes, like, you know, I'm hoping I go to court and they just say, stay away from her. That's it. And, like, he just wants everything. No, Bow. He thinks I'm Bow Wow. Like, it was an accident. Just let it be. Like, that's, like, you, like Byron said.
Bury the bone.
So, this whole episode was him burying the bone.
He's going to bury the bone.
So, that just sums it up.
But here's the thing. People dig bones up. How do you think they find fossils and skeletons and stuff, bro?
Oh,
it's real.
You're getting too deep for the people.
I'm just saying, bro.
You got a point, though.
Oh, my gosh. Got a point.
The media will dig up every bone that you try to bury.
No, seriously. Especially when it's negative. It's like, dig up the positive. Why haven't I learned that before?
No.
Nope.
Positive don't sell.
It's okay. I'm going to be that for you guys.
Thank you, Sierra, with your positivity.
Thank you.
Well, let's go into our positive subject, our special segment, our glowing up fashion.
Oh,
it's where we choose who's been glowing up on tonight's episode. Anything from personality to style to hair to makeup, anything we just thought is glowing up. So, Byron, you want to kick it off?
Yeah, I'll start it off, man. So, as much as I be joking on Bow Wow, I actually thought that he was super fresh this episode. I have a jacket kind of similar to this one. So, on the screen.
They look like some Byron wear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, people were listening, and you can't really see. He's wearing like this nice denim jacket, and it has like a sheep type wool collar around it. It's real nice. But then, what's her name? Drea? She stole the show. She wore the whole like tight spandex thing. She was dancing her life away and everything. Them shoulders were working perfectly fine, along with some other things. So she was definitely killing it, especially like her being a little bit older and everything.
No.
She killed the game. She was showing them how to move. I learned a couple moves from her. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she did her thing.
A little two-step.
Okay.
A little back and forth.
Back into the wall. Back into the wall.
Hey. Work them hips. Okay.
Did you have a glowing up fashion?
That's tough.
Personality.
Personality. Okay, I'm going to have to give it to, not personality, but relationship.
Okay.
Because this is different. So usually when we watch reality TV, most of the moms don't get along. Like, the moms clash. But I do love how Tammy and Walker's mom said they're like sisters. They hit it off automatically. And I'm going to just say I love that because I'm tired of seeing mamas beefing over dumb stuff. Like, I feel like even just them, therefore, the relationship in general, I just love. Like, Tammy and Deb, you can see they're like best friends. That's like literally her daughter.
Right.
So I just love that. So I thought that was dope.
I think that's because they're both just so real and honest and transparent. So anytime two transparent people are together, it always works out.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
I love it. I love it.
Real meets real. I like that.
I love it. Yep.
That's a good album. Like, album name, Real Meets Real.
I like that.
By Sierra Stafford coming to him.
Okay.
Drop that single.
Drop the single. But I liked, I just like Deb overall tonight. There was this one look where she had on her purple wig and purple eyeshadow. And I was like, in her interviews, I said, okay, Deb.
I should not always stay in the game with the youngins.
She don't play no games.
She don't play no
games. You see, she went with Tammy to the.
She said the beauty before the beast. And that's when I was like, okay, now you come back.
Exactly. She said, baby, I can keep up with the youngsters.
Okay.
And Tammy had nothing to say. She's like, oh, okay.
She said, I'll give you that.
I'll give you that.
You know, we saw her trying to, you know, do her little steps too.
She put a little leg up on her. Yeah. Bar,
see,
but okay.
Deb's confidence level is A1. I need to have Deb's level of confidence, man. She on one.
I wonder if we're going to see if Deb, her man, is she still with a man or not?
Oh, she got a man.
Remember when she went to Jamaica with Johnny? She had a man.
She was talking about him and everything all the time.
I feel like if she got a man, he got to be like...
They were a nice couple. They were cute.
The up and the up. Because she's a lot. That's what you call an independent woman, honey.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to go above for what she is. So I need to meet Johnny. I know he's up to par.
Oh,
maybe he's on vacation.
You need to either be here with me or above. So we got to figure out what it is. You can't be here.
You can't be at the
and
bottom.
I'm here. Not going to work.
You don't mind training him and grooming him and bringing him up?
That's your mama job.
Oh,
not your mama dog. Oh, Lord. Okay.
No, we can work some out.
Let's get into a little bit of news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So to kick it off on our first photo, we have, so it's the mugshots of Bow Wow and Kaomi. Mm-hmm. If you guys didn't know, like we already talked about, they went to jail, they took these mugshots, and they couldn't find out who was at fault. So... they both got arrested. In the caption, it says Bow Wow and his sometimes girlfriend got to a fight that left him with some scratches. Here are their mugshots. The T is he was defending himself after she hit him after going through his phone. She hit him with the lamp on his eye. They will be charged with aggravated assault.
So maybe the phone thing, he was trying to get his phone back from her, not her phone from, like, you know how they said he was trying to take her phone?
Right.
Maybe he was trying to get his phone back from her. Because he just said she read messages in his phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the trigger.
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, sticking with Bow Wow. So Bow Wow runs off. Bow Wow runs off with 50 cents money at the strip club.
What?
You know.
Don't play with 50 cents money.
So, okay, my defense. Did y'all just see Bow Wow? I actually just posted a video. Back
Girl,
to that.
You know I got in the. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. This is.
Just a mess. But apparently, a day after Lil Duval had called out Bow Wow for throwing 50 Cent's money all over the Atlanta strip club, because you know that's where Bow Wow stays in the club, 50 Cent is making the same accusation. And like Lil Duval, he said he's using Instagram to do it on Wednesday. 50 posted a clip of Bow Wow counting up his money on IG Live, while also allegedly that Bow Wow took some of his money home. The event where this said to have occurred was hosted by 50 earlier in the week in Atlanta, and 50 won his money back. I mean, 50 said, OSH, this little N-word, Bow Wow took the money home with him. Get him before I kill him.
So, question. So, they went to the strip clubs. 50 had his money for the strip club, and Bow Wow was throwing it?
Yeah. I mean, 50 had his money lined up, like, longer than our table. Yeah. It was 50
is like the hip-hop's money vault. Like, he loaned everybody money.
Everybody money.
But
put you on blast.
So, but it's a strip club. Were him and Bow Wow in the same section?
Yes.
So, why couldn't he throw it? What do you got? I don't know.
I mean, maybe.
And then what we there for?
Maybe say you need to throw your own money. Maybe he
was
like...
Well, get yours in my face.
Exactly.
Or maybe throw some of mine, but like give it back to me next week or
something. Yeah, now taking it, that's different. Ooh. Yeah, so Bow Wow shouldn't have took none home. Now, that's different. But
that's different. But, okay. Well, 50 went back to his social media and said, movie money before him, because Bow Wow put on his Instagram how he had money and movies and girls before 50. So 50 put movie money before him, TV money before him, B-Boys before him. Did he just call Sierra a B? She's not going to like this, but give...
She's so messy.
Messy 50.
I hate to be tagging people, too.
Exactly.
Not the hashtag, the at. Symbol, okay? He tagged you for real.
He tagged the other guy in the video and said, "Give the guy his money."
What the hell? I'm living peaceful with Russ. I already got Future. He enough.
Okay.
Right.
50 said, "Don't ever be doing SH behind my back again." So it's just a mess. And then he went on, 50 went on to post another social media and said, OSH, this little nigga Bow Wow took the money home with him, added the guy, get him before I kill him. And then he posted a picture of the actual money. And then Bow Wow still is up here. He posted on his social media, on his story, which he's going through a hard time. He said, "I have some maturing to do. What am I afraid of? I'm 32 years old, but afraid of tackling on adult-like things like marriage and a family. It's hard. To be honest, I'm scared. I think about these things. It is because I've seen a lot, or am I really nervous about taking on the grown man role and simply acting my age and growing the F up?"
What's so hard about that?
He's scared.
What you scared of?
He don't want a family just yet.
Maybe he's scared to leave.
He already has a child.
Maybe he's scared to leave his child life behind because that's the only life he's ever lived.
That's
he's
true.
Lived like a weird life, like an adult child life.
Yeah.
He's lived the life that adults work for, but he's been a child the whole time.
Yeah,
so maybe that's how to make the transition.
Like we never seen a true adult. So, yeah, I mean, that's true.
He's scared.
I just want to say real quick, why does 50 Cent get into everybody? I'm starting to think he's trolling.
He's a troll.
How all of a sudden you beef with everybody about money?
Everybody
like,
has
are you
money.
Just on purpose so you can come back and say something? Like, it's not like he needs to stay relevant. I mean, exactly. He's a producer of a big show, Stars. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's 50 Cent, so it ain't like he got to stay relevant with Miss. So it's kind of like, what's happening?
And I'm glad Lil Duval was like, "I threw my own money." Because apparently 50 asked Duval, too, if he wanted some money. And Duval was like, "Nah."
See, he's trying to set you up. See, if 50 offer you money, you guys just say no. I don't care if you got definitely a dollar to your name. Say no.
For that $1,
because this don't
probably
make sense. I heard a story about 50 every week. But Bow Wow responded too, though. He made a whole video, actually. He was like, he had his friends with him, Thomas Sung. You gotta watch this whole skit. I'm gonna bring it next week for you guys. But it was Bow Wow responded, though, so.
Just a mess.
You know, I think 50 makes his own publicity. Like, he don't need a publicist or a team or nothing.
Literally.
He can create his own.
Yeah.
And it works, because people be like, what? So, hey.
Well, listen, 50, you ain't gonna get no money from me. Listen, I ain't got it.
I ain't borrowing, apparently. We all have to listen. Don't borrow. I'm going to just be broke before I borrow.
Yeah, if you give me some money, we're going to sign something that say I'm giving this to you. And I'm going to have my name right there. Like, look, here's the paper. And I'm going to post that on Instagram. Here's the paper, y'all.
Literally, because you got to do it.
It was a gift.
Got to have your lawyer messing with 50.
Okay. A mess. Anyways, let's get into some predictions.
Not per. Predictions, honey.
Listen, I'm going to tag you like 50 times.
Tag Sierra.
That's why y'all love me.
Y'all come to my little social media page. I will be tagging Sierra.
She's at my little social media page.
My little.
Come to my little Instagrams.
And get the predictions.
Okay, so let's kick it off. This season looks pretty intense. I'm excited. I predict that Brandon is, of course, going to come back, and this fight between him and Waka, his brother, is definitely going to go down on TV, which we already saw a glimpse, but they're for sure going to be taping that. I also predict that hopefully we see a little bit more of Kiyomi. I would really love to get her side of the story.
Have they shown her at all yet?
I mean, it's the first episode.
Even in the preview, maybe they're going to surprise us with her. Go ahead.
Because I didn't see it in the preview.
Was she last on last season?
She was.
Oh, well, obviously, because, okay, yeah.
So, hopefully, and Kiyomi, if you're not on this episode, you can always be on our show, for sure.
We here for you.
We love to get your side.
You got
to
reach out.
But, yeah, those are my predictions.
Okay, I just want to leave it off. Since we're talking about Kiyomi, I think she's so pretty.
She is.
So I was like, dang, you too fine for this, sis. Like, ugh. But okay, that's just that.
I actually like the fact that she can fight. It's unrelated. And I don't mean in like a crazy way, but I just like the fact that she can fight. And like, she just.
Yeah. It's always good to have that look to you.
I like that.
Yeah. But yeah, I think she's pretty. I just want to say that. But we did see a clip of the Brad and Lisa Ray
into her sister. So
that's going to be dope.
I'm predicting that it's going to be something deep, because what Lisa Ray said to her was kind of like, so I just want to know more about that situation.
Yeah.
Because we know it's going to be stuff about it. We know that's going to happen. So I want to see what more that's about.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think I like when you said the Waka Flocka thing, fighting his brother, I think they're really going to wait till like the end for that. Because like they always say like a big blow up until the very end.
Right.
And my thing is like, I want to see what's going to happen with Bow Wow. I wonder if he's going to mellow down or if he's going to turn up. Because like, I don't know if we can see him more turnt than he's been. So like, what would be the next stunt for Bow Wow at this point? I think he just needs to be on cruise control the rest of the season. Just be that cool dude and just chill out.
Or give us some music.
Yeah, give us some music.
Exactly.
We've been saying this for...
He was in the studio throwing that money. You know, hopefully he can throw a track.
We've been saying this for some time now, though.
Exactly.
And a quick piece of advice. And a quick piece of advice, man. Like, if you're really trying to step out of your old shell of yourself and being that kid that we see you as, then stop being called Lil Bow Wow. Like, if you're going to be Shad Moss. Or something.
He's Shad Moss when he acts. And he's Bow Wow for the music.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I don't care if you call your name Scooby-Doo. Just be better. Like, I don't care what your name is at this point. So clearly your name don't matter.
It don't.
Whether you're Shad or Bow Wow, you act the same. So I just want a new improved character. That's all I care about. Forget your name.
Improved character.
You can go nameless at this point. Just be better.
Just be better.
Just drop some dope music. That solves all issues
stop saying
in music.
You and he keeps saying, like, all this is stopping me from music. Boo-boo, you are stopping you from music.
Only you.
You're putting yourself in these situations. So I don't believe he wants to make music. You clearly have all the sources. I mean, like, you're Bow Wow. You have Jermaine Dupri. You have DeBrat. You have Snoop Dogg. You have all these people. A studio is your backyard if you want it to be.
He was in the studio on a video.
Exactly. So what's the excuse? Exactly you.
One thing I want to mention real quick, speaking of Bow Wow, is like how his mom used to capital P-R-A-Y pray that him and Angela got back together. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know it's real when your mom is praying that y'all get together.
Oh my God.
Angela the one, clearly, because Bow Wow was stuck on her. Lil Romeo was stuck on her. Girl, what you doing to these men?
Oh.
Listen, sis.
But wait, we gonna leave that on the cliffhanger, because we gotta talk about that next week, about this whole Angela thing. And does she still love Bow Wow?
Yes. Can I ask a quick question real fast about that? Because I actually wrote it down. Do you think it's weird for your ex and your mom or whoever to have a relationship still when y'all not together?
Not really. As long as it's respectful of you at the same time. Like, I don't think they need to have an ongoing, like, let's text every day, but like, check up on them every once in a while, make sure they're doing okay, because you still love them as a person.
I think it's weird.
Okay.
And that's that. I'm
in between, because I've actually dealt with it before, but it's kind of like, I think it's weird, but I would never just shun his mom, because it's like, you know what I'm saying, I would feel weird trying to just be like,
maybe it would be a little annoying, but it's like, I see, you gotta do what you gotta do. Just don't talk to me about it. Like, y'all have y'all's thing, I don't even want to know about it.
Let us know in the comments down below. Do y'all think it's weird that somebody's ex is still friends with their parents?
Yeah. Please let me know
in those comments down below on our YouTube page. If you're listening to us on iTunes, definitely give us those 5 stars. If you're listening to us on Spotify, you know, share the story to your social media page and tag us, of course. I am one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can tag me at Howard the Third on Instagram, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Sorry. And then you can also find me on Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, on our Back to Reality show with my homegirl, Nakia.
Yes.
Where can we find you, Sierra?
We can tag me on all my social media at Sierra B. Stafford. Of course, my name is Sierra Stafford, so, you know, go follow everywhere. And, of course, you can catch me on Sundays at 10 p.m. Pacific Time on Claws. So, get into it.
Oh. And what's up, y'all? It's Byron K. You can find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s. You can also catch me every Sunday, starting this Sunday, at either 5 or 6, depending on where you're watching from, for the All That After Show. That's right, y'all. All That is back.
Just come at 5.
Yes. And you can catch us all next week, next Thursday. See you guys later. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.